What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Booza.
This is Feeve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out. Hello, PDX. Hello, Internet. Hello to the entire world. This is Feeve Boogie. It feels like I've been gone for at least a month. It's only been like 2 weeks. But nonetheless, I am back. You're de facto host of the High Life Show. I have four fifths of us are here tonight. So myself is here, Chili Mango God, loving motherfucking Bass, and Mr. Hat to the Back, Big Boozer. I'm gonna have to start calling you that, man. You're always rocking your hat to the back. My style, like your style, sir. Like your style. What's going on with you? How are you? How's life?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I would like to start off by saying thank you for being back and for hosting our show. No, real talk. I want to commend you for your consistency when it comes to hosting, because while I've done it a few times, I feel like I never know what I'm going to, like, how I'm going to perform. And it goes up and down, and mm-hmm. you are always, you know, hitting the same high level every time. So
thank you, sir.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. It's a tough job, but somebody has to do it. But you do an excellent job of filling in. You know, reeling in these motherfuckers, especially that guy Chili Mango. Jesus Christ, he's off the rails. You have to edit him all the time.
You wash your mouth. You wash your mouth.
Also, shout out to the editing team. Every week
he's editing this episode. Fantastic
job. I am. This is mine. So you better be careful what you say. Or not say. I'll find something.
I'll say it doesn't matter what you say, because he could make it sound like you said it.
Right.
That's right. I got archives. Archives.
And they be doing that with the presidents, don't they? Like, they'll alter their voices and have them sing songs and all that shit. I think they made Donald Trump sing All I Want for Christmas Is You or something like that a couple years ago, which was very strange. But nah, bro. Good to see that you are all right.
Yeah. Chilly. Also, cheers. I just want to let everybody know that I am consistent when it comes to drinking. Fourth week in a row.
Was that an old fashioned?
Yeah, I've been making like legit old fashions, and this is four servings, so 8 ounces of bourbon or thereabout. I ran out of room, so I just poured bourbon to the top of the glass. Fucking champ. But I put all the other ingredients. I quadrupled them. So, yeah.
Oh, that was going to be a good one. But speaking of drinks, though, man, didn't our benefactor, they came up with an IPA, right? Shady Pines IPA.
Oh, yeah.
Want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, sir. So Shady Pines Radio, Shady Pines Media has teamed up with Fire on the Mountain Brewing and the head brewer over there, Mr. Ben Nerling. Who's also a disc jockey on Shady Pines Radio. He hosts the Wonderlust Radio Hour every Saturday. So they actually created, it's not just like we slapped our name on some shit, like actually went ahead and created an IPA for the listeners. So it's going to debut on September 4th. So if you're in PDX and you're in the Fremont area, go check out the Fire on the Mountain location over in Fremont. They're going to have the world debut of Shady Pines IPA. And they're also going to have some performances by a couple of Shady Pines DJs. They're going to be giving away coasters as well. And you can buy a 24-ounce crowler of the IPA, which we're all looking at Bass, Mr. Love and motherfucking Bass. For those of us who don't reside in PDX and the surrounding area, we'll need our fill of Shady Pines IPA.
Bass, you get that to us for the Lolo?
Yeah, I'm paying for shipping. That's about it, sir. Just so you know.
Oh, PDX, Brian.
No, we're asking you.
We're asking you.
Brian is not here.
Right. Yeah, he's but layered his organization, obviously. And like, you're the middleman between the high
and the low. Right. But shout out to Brian and Callie for getting this together. And again, to Ben for actually coming up with this master plan.
Indeed, man. Like, that's dead living my dream. Like, I want to create a beer. So, got to get my hands on that. IPA is my favorite type of beer, too. You know what I mean? So.
I promise not to, you know, to only say good things about the Shady Pines IPA. Non-IPA drinker.
What type of beer you drink, man?
I am a... what is it? No. The
you said lager,
like the ones that all the monks make. So it's the dark.
Porter. Oh, like the amber ales.
Yeah, but
like the dark ales. Yeah, like the pale, not pale ale.
No, like Three Philosophers, Chimay.
Okay. Oh, fancy stuff.
Yeah. Chimay is good though. He put me on the Boozer put me on the ship.
It'd be in that bottle with delicious. The sky blue with the elephant on it.
They got different ones. It's like it's tiered, like a crown. Like some of them. Yeah.
Right, the blue one is the Grand Reserve. That's
I've never had that before. Best one.
You it's have. Good. I've made you drink it for sure.
You have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of us drink it.
Yeah, there's the red one. Yeah. There's the gold. But yeah, those are all made by monks typically, and they know what the fuck they're doing. So they're mostly out of Germany.
The fucking monks. You said monks
like
make it.
Effenweiser. Like a monks. German beer, a
like
German
literal style beer. Literal monks make the beer.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck else are they doing but meditating? Yeah, you know.
They're in the was an abbey. What is it called? Wherever, and they brew beer. Mm. It's monastery. A very monastery. There you go. Look at this guy.
Abbey.
Chili Mango, what's up with you, bro?
Man, you know, I'm just chilling over here. Actually, I got decent news. I might be starting a contract job tomorrow. I got training and stuff I'm gonna be doing. Thank you, appreciate y'all.
Tremendous.
Got some.
You have your own wheels to get to this job?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That's been resolved. That's okay. All. That's
oh
all
yeah.
My bad. I forgot. I didn't catch you guys up on the story. I got my car back last Friday. Yeah, last Friday. And it cost me nothing. They took away all the charges, the diagnostic.
They tried to hit you with something, even though it was covered by warranty?
Well, it was covered by warranty, but, you know, after I started acting crazy or whatever, I guess they were like, yeah, all right, fine, we're going to make sure everything is fine. So I didn't have to pay for anything, not even the diagnostic. I kind of gave him a piece of my mind too while I was there, but the guy that I talked to wasn't the same guy that took my car initially, so I felt kind of bad because he was the one giving me good news, saying all these things about, you know, we did this XYZ and it's all covered and we're not going to charge you a dime. But I still had to let him know communication is key. If I'm not going to have my car for more than a week, I need to be able to plan my week out, so you know, right. Somebody got to tell me something.
Yeah,
but I got wheels. I have a Zoom training that I'm going to be doing tomorrow for just an hour or so, kind of to catch me up on what the job's going to entail. And then I should be starting work next week, Monday through Friday, just a few hours a day, like 6 hours a day.
That's good. Just something to hold you over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The rate I couldn't say no to. So yeah, it's going to be. Yeah.
There you go.
Get that bag. You got more exotic drinks to try and shit. You know what I'm saying? Listen. You got to make sure that's well funded.
He's buying some more wheels.
He has. Oh, he always has like the most. What's that?
And he's gonna be buying even more wheels.
Uh-huh.
Don't say it on the show, man. Other people listen to the show and they might get ideas that I might be buying wheels. Big Boozer's thoughts are not my thoughts.
I speak for myself.
Yes.
Maybe some projecting going on.
That's yeah, all. A little bit. Oh, okay. That's yes, exactly.
Tremendous.
But yeah, everything's good, man. That's everything's good, bro. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, take long, man. So,
at all.
Kudos to you.
Nah. Well, you know, when you in it, it kind of takes a while, but you know, I guess not.
We've been down there for like 2 months, right?
July. When did I move down here? Sometime beginning of July. So yeah, two, right?
Almost so like really, two. Really like a month and change, just about something like that.
Yeah. All right, I guess
month and a half. Yeah, that didn't take very long, bro. That's typically how long it take. You know, so.
Yeah. And when it rains, it pours. Once one person calls you, I keep getting all these emails. Now it's like, damn. Yeah.
Back then, didn't want me. Now I'm hot. All on me.
That's the suggestion this week. Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
No doubt, bro. I'm glad you're doing all right. And kudos on landing the gig.
Appreciate that.
There's a habitual. We got a habitual gig getter over here. Loving motherfucking bass. Why are you standing up? You about to freestyle? You being a rapper?
Nah,
my
job, I sit down all day, so.
So now you just standing up.
Yeah.
I thought you had to piss or something like that. I'm like, why don't you just go use the bathroom?
Better. It's better for your back. I'll be sitting all the time.
True. How's life, man? How's the new gig treating you?
It's good. Killing me right now, but it's starting to slow up a little bit, and I'm just getting a little bit more efficient with the systems, so not as bad. So
because you got to document shit after you get done with that, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeesh.
Your weekend started, right?
Yep, today is my Friday.
Yeah, you talking about it sped up. You get a whole fucking day off. I don't feel bad for you no more.
I'm salary, so I gotta stay to get the work done.
Oh yeah. That too.
Pros and cons to that. But yeah, happiest Friday. I got a gig this weekend DJing at the pharmacy again.
And at the pharmacy from what time to what time?
9 to like 1:30.
Come check my boy out. Can they also listen to it on digitally? Or no?
Nah, you gotta be there to hear that.
Gotta be there. It's exclusive. Yeah. It's exclusive.
Then I got a pop up on Sunday. I don't even remember where it's at.
You're an assistant, bro.
Yeah, I know. But I got a pop up. You check me out on the Instagram, you'll be able to see where it's at.
And your Instagram handle is what?
That one is circa 86.
There you go. Check them out. But okie dokie.
What's going on with you, Feev?
I'm good, bro. Last week I missed you guys because I had to go pay homage to a family member that I lost due to COVID. But it was good. It was beautiful. It was well done. And now I'm back. You know, I've been doing good all in all, man. Like fully grounded in this Colorado life these days. You know what I mean? I've been here like a solid month now, and I haven't been to the mountains yet. So I think what I'm going to do like early Saturday morning is like just get out there and go on like one of the more common mountain trails, you know, not one that'll kill me with the altitude and all of that shit. But maybe do that just to get the view, because like the day by day, like the haziness and all that stuff is starting to clear up now. You can see the mountains like clearly, dog. It's like, I can't get over how beautiful that shit is.
Yeah, bro. I know.
It's like, doesn't matter which direction you're looking in.
Nah.
It does kind of like, I mean, it comes, I think like with Denver, like where I'm at least, you have to look west to see the mountains. But then like to base's point, if you get further out far out enough, you'll see it like more or less all around.
Well, like,
it depends
even
on where you are.
Like going to Colorado Springs, like whenever you get to go down there, I think it's a college town kind of. Like, it's just, like, the mountains are, like, a light, like, a brownish color. It's just, like,
It's crazy.
Yeah. Or going up to Golden. Golden, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm. Golden, yep. Yes. Golden. Yeah. I've heard Vail is a nice place to go as well. I've heard of, like, the Great Dunes. I think I mentioned that before. Like, it's a bunch of sand and mountains in the background. It's crazy. So,
yeah.
I'm planning to, you know, get out there and do that. Aside from that, I'm still fucking volunteering my money to Amazon and stuff like that for like my minor fixtures and shit here and there. Still ain't get that massage gun. I think that's it. Like, I think they took my data. I think And I think, you know, obviously it was Boozer's fault. You know, he went back and ordered that extra fucking one. I think that's what tipped the scales.
Yeah. Did you ever get one though?
Nobody ever got one.
I never got it.
And my 3 is what did it, as opposed to Phoebe's like 23. And apparently the dude who actually found this out and then told my friend about it, you ordered like 107
of them. Did he get them?
See now I'm not that bad, right?
Yeah, no, for real, you're not. I was like, why would you do that? Like, it's never gonna cop it.
Exploit the system. Yeah, them sisters lost to the time. Like, I actually bought one from TJ Maxx for like $40.
How was it?
I haven't taken out the box yet. I gotta try it. But nah, man, life is good. You know. Mm-hmm. Life is very good out here, man. I'm very happy with the decision I made. But anyway.
Yo, Fee, quick question.
Yo, what up, bro?
You find a barber out there yet?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask about the oysters.
Nah. That's next week. That's next week.
Yeah, I probably might get proposition when I get out there. I found a barber. I found a good one. So, like, I've cycled through 2 barbers since I've been here. The first one I wanted to fucking strangle because he did a good job. He lined me up properly, but he used, like, one of those shavers, those electric shavers on the back of my joint.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I got, like, a myriad of fucking razor bumps back there. And I was like, I went back to the same barbershop for obvious reasons because, like, I wanted to give him a piece of my mind, but he wasn't there. So he probably got fired or something like that. But nah, like I went to another dude over there. It's really convenient. It was like literally like a 2-minute drive up the street from where I'm at. And he does a good job. But yeah, if you ever happen to have a razor bump issue, tea tree oil helps really good. Either tea tree oil or aloe vera, if you can, in its purest form, if you can get your hands on any of that.
Razor bump.
Yes. Right, that was man. Not that was fun. Good. That shit burned.
Trying to fight somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But nah, man, life's good out here, bro. It's great. It really is. The sunsets are different, bro. Like, it's like purple sunsets and shit like that. I guess that's because of the terrain. I don't know. Like,
no. Tell the people, why are they purple?
Drugs.
There you go.
The sun is emitting different rays, man.
Fucking puff the magic dragon out of this bitch.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some of that's involved too. Maybe that has a lot to do with my perspective out here. But no, man, beautiful city, and I am quite content with where I'm at thus far. But all right, I appreciate that.
Hi guys, you're listening to the High Life Show, hosted by the High and Low Lives and my daddy. Peace, homie, out.
We always tackle sports first. I know we got some topics on here, but I want to talk about, we bring this thing back, occasionally, but I have a mystery topic somewhat. Jake Paul is fighting this weekend, man. Jake Paul and Tyron Woolley is fighting this weekend.
I know, those Instagram videos and not knowing what was going on, but I guess that makes sense.
They fighting this weekend. It's like, I hate this shit, but I love this shit because it's like, you know, like he does do a good job of like drumming up like hatred. But today in one of the press conferences, fucking Tyron got real heated because somebody said some wild shit about his mom. I don't know what was said, but it set him off. And his mom, if you like follow MMA and if you followed any of his fights, it's like one of the sweetest ladies ever. So, you know, he went off. So I think I'm really looking forward to this fight because despite Tyron's losing record, like, you know, he's on a losing streak right now in MMA. Like, I think, you know, just seeing him go against somebody like Jake Paul, a former world champion, makes it interesting TV. Like, Jake Paul's talking all the shit in the world. So I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, you got that going on. And then, I said, like, most other sports. I mean, baseball is going in the summertime too, right? How you Mets doing? How you Mets doing, Boozer?
I don't want to talk about
good.
It.
Ah, shit. God damn. I was in a restaurant. They like baseball out here a lot.
Like, really?
Yeah,
the Rockies stink.
They're loyal to them though. Like,
that's cool. And they're also a relatively new team, but maybe that's why. They only started in like 1990-ish.
Oh shit, that's not too long ago. But anyway, let's go into some more targeted things. Chili, we got to talk about Miss Sha'Carri Richardson, man. She came back. She's drummed up a lot of interest and everything because of what happened around her. I think she was wrongfully. I mean, the rules are the rules. You can say that, but come on, man. Fucking weed. Come on, man. Come into the 21st century. But anyway, a couple of endorsements later and all that stuff. She had her first race since the Olympics and didn't go too well. And what happened after that, Chili?
So I'll start by saying this. I am still a fan. I don't know if you knew if it was going this way or another way, but I am still a fan of Sha'Carri Richardson. I became a fan of her. I didn't know anything about her until Olympic trials, and she performed. That's when everybody kind of saw who this person was. And she kind of been making noise before that, but like I said, I didn't know anything about her. I won't lie. But, you know, after that, like you said, with smoking marijuana, right, after the death of her mom, and she kind of owned it, right? She said she knows, and, you know, it's against the rules, and she had a lot of people rally for her, right? Everybody was rallying for her. And then, you know, she didn't get a chance to go to the Olympics, and the Prefontaine Classic, right? This was supposed to be, like, her big welcome back race for people, I guess, that weren't, you know, really knowing. Go ahead, Booza.
Shout out to Eugene.
That's right. Eugene, Oregon, all day, right? So the Prefontaine Classic, right? And I think it's the same track where they did the Olympic trials in Eugene. And so she was supposed to kind of perform, you know, because if she went to the Olympics, she was saying, you know, she would have showed out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she was scheduled to run the one and the two. She only ran the one. She pulled out of the two. And she finished in 9th out of 9 places. So that's not a good look.
Last.
I think, yes. Well, hey, you can say it that way as well. 9th out of 9 places is last place. And the reigning Olympic champion, right, and the former Olympic champion of 2016, and Elaine Thompson, who's the reigning champion. And,
what country is she from?
Jamaica,
right?
Yeah,
you got a great track team. I know what they're doing down there. They're doing it good.
Went 1-2-3 in the race in the 100. And they kind of, you know, after the race was over, Sha'Carri tried to leave. And, you know, she kind of got beckoned over to the announcer and stuff because, you know, she got beat. And you know, you were embarrassed. And kind of getting to the story was, you know, this story I posted because she kind of cursed. She was like, talk all the shit you want, right? Mm-hmm. She's not over, you know. It wasn't professional at all.
Kinda I can't say just, I wouldn't have done the same thing, though. Like, because I got to potty mouth my damn self. So I can't condemn anybody for cursing. Who am I?
No. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad at any of that. I was kind of thrown off guard by that. But, you know, and then pulling out of the 200, which kind of makes sense. You got burned in the 100. I don't know if it's nerves or whatever else is going on. Yeah, what was the point
of running the 200? They can do that.
You can pull out a race? Yeah.
Wow.
Just like, you had a boxing match. You don't want to fight anymore. I'm not fighting. Right? You can do that, right?
No more.
Yeah, it'd be looked at a little weird, but, you know, that's what happened with that. But I know Bass posted something about a comment she made after Allyson Felix was on Jimmy Kimmel, which was hosted by our guy, Stephen A. Smith, the other night, which was last night, actually. Right. And it kind of he asked Allyson, you know, pretty much the question about Sha'Carri and the marijuana and not her not making the team. And, you know, Allyson kind of gave some kind remarks saying that, you know, it wasn't fair, kind of agreeing that, you know, using marijuana isn't fair or whatever. And then Sha'Carri kind of posted, she didn't say directly, but, you know, words on a TV show don't really help me or whatever. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but I'm not saying it right. Which made no sense. It's like, well, she's showing you support. Why are you you know, why are you being kind of ungrateful? But that can be all taken all kinds of ways. So I bring up Shakari Richardson just to ask you guys, how do you feel about her at this point?
She's turning into an Azalea Banks.
Yeah. I feel like that's a hot take, like a motherfucker, base.
She's going down that route.
Yeah, I feel like she's one of those people who is like uber talented, and she's like, we call it, like, she from the hood, right? And like a lot of people sometimes, like, from that environment, I'm from that environment too, but you have people that come from that environment with a chip on their shoulder. And when they being put on a big platform, and like, people may not even be thinking or saying this shit about you or nothing like that, but you get super defensive because that's the environment that you come from. You got to be impeccable. You got to be on edge and all that shit all the time, and like, have to keep your head on a swivel and all of that. So I don't know if it's that. And yeah, it is, right.
That's fine, but you got to improve. You got to show improve, though.
That's what I'm saying. You got to back it up. Yo, you did come in last place. Like, what you want people to say? You've been talking all this shit, doing all these Dr. Dre commercials and all that stuff. And I'm not one to like kick somebody when they down, but yo, you're right, babe. Show improve. I just don't like how she's handling shit. What's up, Uzu?
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, I'm going to go out and say that I maybe regret jumping onto her defense with the marijuana thing, because I didn't know shit about her other than to be like, yo, this doesn't seem right. Right. Like, you know, she smoked some pot, you know, to help deal with the loss of her mom. And she was the number one qualifier, right, for the Olympics. So I thought she should get the chance to run. But like, all this stuff now, I don't care, like, the fact that she said what she said. It's, like, kind of everything else, and I don't know, but we'll see. I'm not casting her out. Soon. Like, let's see.
She's a young girl.
Yeah.
Bass. We're going to let Bass take a hot take in a second, but...
Wait, but I do have to say, when Jamaica, you know, the whole Jamaica track team smoked her 1-2-3, and then apparently, like, Jamaican Twitter... Jamaican Twitter was having a field day with the shit. My favorite tweet
Twitter,
Black of Twitter the whole that. Thing. Yeah, because apparently it wasn't even Jamaicans. It was like all Caribbean people coming up waving their Jamaican flag that day. My favorite tweet was the one that said she can't even run. So I thought that was pretty good.
Okay. I see. I got the play on words there. Nice. Bass, take it away. You've been saying things in the shadows. Let's hear it.
I don't have anything to add that extra. I just, you know, like, if you, like I was saying earlier, like, if you're going to talk trash and be that big in, like, the media, then you got to back that up. Like, it just you look funny when you're doing all that extraness, and when it's time to show and prove it, it looks like you haven't put in the work. So, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, what was she doing when everybody else was at the Olympics, right? Like, was she just watching them on TV instead of training?
But she knew that race was coming up.
She did, I'm saying. Yeah. But then look at the results.
She's too busy filming Beats commercials. Beats by Dr. Dre commercials and all that shit. You ain't even got a gold medal yet. You filming commercials with Kanye and Dr. Dre.
Listen, I mean, we wouldn't have done it.
I would have did it, but I'm saying, you know, like you said, it's like, I do feel kind of bad, like, judging this. She's a young girl, yeah? Like, what is she, like, in her early 20s or something?
I think she's, like, 20.
21. She's like
21 years old, yeah. So you got to factor that into, like, this is a young person, you know, their frontal lobe ain't fully developed and all that shit, so dealing with the loss of your mom and all of that, you know, like, I can only imagine, so... Maybe she's lashing out. Who the fuck knows? But if you're at that level and want to call yourself you that this and you that, like, you know, somebody at that level, you know, takes it on the chin a lot better than how she took it. That interview was a little wild.
Let's see how she bounces back.
Yeah, there you go, Boozer. Chili, what say you?
Jello, she got a Jello to experience.
Yeah, exactly. You got to put Jello in here. No matter what we do when we do sports, you got to get Jello in here.
Yo, anyway, word. Yo, don't fail. You got to endorse a deal with him. Like, you put a deal in with you. Like, yo, mention my name every day. Like, every time we do
Billy Mangle, last time. It wasn't me.
I did bring it up last time, but you brought it up this time. All I wanted to say to kind of put a bow on it and to kind of echo Boozer and Thieves' sentiments. You know, she's young, right? You're going to make mistakes. And at the end of the day, she went from being someone, you know, that was in track, right? Relatively unknown before the whole situation with marijuana. And now everything is magnified from likes on the internet of people saying really bad things about these Jamaican runners and this, that, whatever, to, you know, her making whatever comments she's making. So everything is under the magnifying glass. She needs a, I don't know, a PR person, a good friend, somebody to kind of sit her down and say, hey, the reason why, you know, you're, you know, very important to, you know, the eyes of sports right now is because you're a fast runner. She ran the sixth fastest time in the 100 meters by any woman ever. So, you know, I give her respect for that. But
you said, you know, what fastest, the sixth fastest or the fastest?
The sixth fastest ever by any woman in 100 meters. I think it was 10.72 or 10, whatever the time was. Forgive me if I don't know the right numbers. But, you know, she's fast. Right. And she's young and she has upside. So if she just focuses on running, I think she'd be OK. There's a lot of other stuff going on. She needs a PR team and she's getting to the money like that. So she's not ending up fumbling the bag from, you know, worrying about all these other people saying X, Y, and Z to her. She needs to worry about running. And like I said, I'm a fan and I want to see what happens next.
Me too. Young black athlete. Yo, this whole episode, Bass has been like you know, sporadically using like this Skype feature that allows you to put like characters all over the fucking screen. So I've been looking at Daffy Duck. I just saw Lola Bunny for like the 15th time. I think I seen Tweety at one point. It's the funniest thing.
Is this
ever.
Just a Toon Squad, like emoji
it
pack or some shit?
It must
you
be like
for?
Some marketing thing from Space Jam. Oh, there's LeBron.
There you go.
Wait,
hold on, look.
Ah, the fucking
Ron, there he is.
That's gonna be worth money.
Oh,
that's pretty good. That's what is it cool. Like impaled into his stomach?
Yeah, pretty much coming out of his belly button.
Yeah, he's having a basketball baby.
That's gonna be worth money. I would keep that.
Now you understand why I beat up a 6-year-old for it.
Get out of here, little boy.
Girl,
little girl. Oh, your daughter. You took it from your daughter?
Yep.
You took that toy from your daughter?
And you don't know what that's worth. That's going to pay for her college education one day.
we have a profit sharing.
Oh, God. But all right. Anything else in sports we want to talk about? Nah. I can't think of nothing else myself. But from a world news perspective, this ongoing, you know, tension in Afghanistan. I read a headline today that said something about the airport in Afghanistan got bombed and about 13 American service members were murdered through it. And Joe Biden got on the stand and not the stand, but made a press release saying, you know, there's going to be hell to pay. So now we're at the point where we're evacuating a country, but then we're going to bomb a country that we're planning to evacuate. Is that where we're going with this? How do you guys feel about this whole situation? I feel like it's overkill by the Taliban. You know, you have control. Like, why are you bombing these motherfuckers because they're trying to leave?
I don't know if it was them.
You said the rules going to be different.
I don't think it was them. I mean, we don't know.
Who do you think? Who else could it have been?
There was another group that name I saw. I can't remember it. But it wasn't the Taliban. But who knows? It could have been the Taliban was like, hey, here's the money. Here's the explosives. Go do this. And they just don't have, you know, they didn't do it directly. They just did what crime syndicates do. It's a messed up situation all the way around. Like, it's terrible that, you know, 12, 13, however many soldiers lost their lives today, and however many civilians were killed, and I think over 100 are injured from last I saw. And Biden holds a good amount of responsibility for it in my eyes, because this whole withdrawal thing seems like it was jacked up from the jump. And I understand it's not his fault. entirely, because this shit's been going on way before.
Yeah, he was alluding to, right, he was alluding to like a deal that Trump signed with the Taliban.
Yeah, if Trump had won the election, right, Trump had a signed agreement with the Taliban that the U.S. would withdraw, I think it was May 21st of this year. So they would have been out, and maybe this would have happened 3 months earlier. But, I mean, it just, I think I said this a couple shows ago, like, if, like, Biden had this idea in his head, you know, that he wanted to get out of Afghanistan because it's the longest running war the U.S. has ever been in and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like once he got into office, he was presented with the information that seems like it told him, like, hey, you got to be strategic, or you got to think twice about doing this and when you do it. And he ignored it. And he just was like, no, I want to get out, and I want to get out by this date. We're going to do it come hell or high water, no matter what. And he just ignored the advice of the people who knew better. And it's a shitstorm. Like, even before this, even before today, it wasn't a good look. You got people falling off of airplanes that are in the sky.
That is fucking crazy. That is crazy. That shit is crazy right there, bro. It's just a fucked up situation all around, man. And what do you do? Do you cut your losses off and move on after these 13 people were killed? Do you go look for retribution? Like, I don't know. Chili.
I was gonna say, no matter what you do with this kind of situation, there's not a right answer, right? It's war. True. And we were there, what, more than 20 years or 30 years, you know, dealing with this situation. So at some point, we're going to have to pull out. And I understand, you know, well-being of people is important, whether they're U.S. or Afghani or whoever. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't really our place to kind of set up their government and, you know, govern their country. They're independent, right? I know Taliban or these insurgents, or all of these different criminal organizations are kind of scrambling for power as the U.S. is leaving. And we don't know what's really going to happen to that country. And a lot of people are being displaced. So I know there's some type of effort to get, you know, some people out of the country and kind of placed to different satellite countries or even our country. Because I even saw like different they're going to be setting up different refugee sites like in Indiana and in different places in the U.S., right?
You heard about the Airbnb shit, bro? Like, where they're like,
I did.
Out. Yeah. Crazy.
So there are different things that are happening to kind of, you know, help some of the people out. But, you know, those people that are leaving, oh, great for them. But what about the people that remain in the country? You know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a right answer to war, right?
There's never, like, it's like, what's justified versus what's not justified, and you know, these guys are doing it based off of religion, which means they're going to be relentless. They don't care if it's two of them or 200,000 of them to throw at you. They're just going to keep fucking coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened here. It's just like a war of attrition. Like, yo, how much money do you really want to throw at a country that's not even your own? It's a third world country. There's no American citizens like that in fucking Afghanistan. Like, it was a dumb thing to do to occupy the country in the beginning anyway. So.
Hello, listeners. This is Jay. You're listening to my guys on the High Life. Hope you're enjoying the show.
What else is going on in the world, man? Like, that's serious, you know? We probably covered booster shots already, right? That's coming. Yeah, anybody getting a booster?
I think
I'm gonna get the booster. I'm gonna get the
why not?
Even though Pfizer was FDA approved.
Oh yeah, Pfizer. One. Yeah, straight up. You know, so that's one thing the anti-vaxxers can't say anymore, is that it doesn't have traditional FDA approval. It does.
All right.
Yeah. It does now. Uh-huh. Well, one of them does. The other ones are. I think Moderna is gonna get approved next. Probably. I don't think Johnson & Johnson is, though, son. That shit.
Listen, don't say that, man. Don't say that. My wife's nervous about you that
are.
Shit.
Oh, she took a Johnson & Johnson one?
And her parents.
Oh. Well, hopefully.
I mean, they said the.
But I you could co-mingle. You could co-mingle like the booster shots. Yeah. Like, if you took Pfizer, you could take a Moderna booster.
I think so, but I don't think that's been FDA approved yet either. So.
Yeah.
But that's what actually what she said she would do. She's like, if and when they do say, oh, you can, if you had Johnson & Johnson, you can now get the Johnson & Johnson booster. She was like, I don't think I'll get the booster from them. So she's going to maybe wait to see if they say officially you can get Moderna or a Pfizer booster if you got the first
Johnson. I would do the same thing, though. Real shit. I'm going to do the same thing. Like, there's just so much. It's like it's like a constant discovery every day. You know, they find something out new about this shit. It makes you feel like a fucking idiot for what you may have done before in accordance with their rules. Like,
yeah, that's what I always said, right? It's like, what you just gotta think, you know, and think for yourself about the information that you have been presented with,
mm-hmm.
and just decide for you, your immediate family, like, what is the most prudent decision? Because you can't be looking at the government and these health organizations really to give you a definite answer. They're just giving you the best answer they can at a given time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're basically seeing how vaccines work in real time now, mm-hmm. for the first time in our history, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a guessing game, or it's a slow results game, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Here's a hot take thought, but just a general question. And it's going to maybe be a dumb one, but I'm just talking off the cuff here, right? We scrambled so quickly to develop a vaccine for COVID. So I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat right now and ask this question. Where's the vaccine for AIDS? Where's the vaccine for cancer? What's taking so long with those things?
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so cancer is maybe a little trickier.
Yeah, because there are so many different versions of it.
It's so many different versions of it, but like, I guess viral in nature, like something like HIV AIDS and things like that, right? Like, I mean, you could practically, if you get the right medication, you got good enough insurance, you can more or less be okay these days.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but
I get like the larger question you're asking. It's like, all right, why haven't they solved these other problems, but they're so quick to solve this problem first?
Exactly.
And I think that's the am I getting that right? That's the larger question you're asking.
Yeah. There's so many other problems. Like, is it because, you know, it makes you think about being in business, right? And I don't know, but I mean, I totally believe COVID is real. I had it, like I said, the opening up this show, I had to go back to New York to, you know, pay homage to an aunt that I lost. But anyway, I'm sorry, Chili.
No. I was listening for more context. So just to kind of, and like I said, I don't have the right answer. I just want to attempt to try to answer the question, right?
Yeah.
So, right, this is something that attacked the whole world. It wasn't like it was just happening one place or another. Mm-hmm. It was happening on a global scale. And it spread pretty quickly. So, you know, once everything happened, I guess it originated from China, from what we know, and then got to the U.S., it spread rather quickly. Transmission, right, airborne, something like HIV/AIDS, right, bodily fluids usually transmitted through IV drug mm-hmm. use or mm-hmm. probably, you know, unprotected sex, or even vertical transmission from, you know, mother that's infected to, you know, newborn, that sort of thing, or even through breast milk. So there's a lot of different things you can look at. And then you got to break down what the HIV virus is and all that stuff. But this is not a science show. Like I said, you're asking a broader question, right? So
you make it a broader science question. Show. Listen, we hire.
Oh, no.
We do
I don't know.
We got Neil deGrasse Tyson up in the.
No, I don't know anything.
Like it moves around and changes shape. That's why it's hard to deal with it.
There are different mutations of so HIV, right, is usually what you get infected with HIV.
There was
then,
a thing,
you know,
called super AIDS
count.
At one point.
Was there?
I've never heard of that.
Just to the notion about stronger, like different strains and shit. But I digress. Go ahead. Sorry.
So viruses mutate, though. So that's the thing that's happening now with COVID, right? So to get back to that. So COVID, the Delta variant, and all these other variants that are coming out. So I feel like the reason why there is a vaccine so fast for COVID is because of so many things that are being affected, including economy. I think you mentioned that. So that's something, but you know, lives are being lost, especially in the beginning. We had a lot of people that were dying, and you know, ventilators were an issue, a hospital space was an issue, all that stuff was going on. So, and then it was affecting mostly the elderly, then it started affecting everyone. So I feel like, you know, amount of, you know, disease that's prevalent in, you know, in the world, I feel like that's the reason why, or a good reason to try to develop a vaccine. The way it spread, it spread very fastly, right? And now, especially with the variants, it's spreading even faster. So that's another reason why they want to come up with a vaccine. And then, you know, everyone had to stop going to work, you know, shutdowns and all this other stuff. So the economy is being affected. So I feel like that does play into it as well. So these are all reasons why, you know, you rush to, you know, try to stop that or try to quell the situation before you try to take on, you know, something that's being really well controlled, like HIV AIDS. That's really well controlled right now. That's a good point.
And it's like, it's intentional activity that you partake. I mean, you can make it, but before I refute my own points, like, you know, with HIV AIDS, it's sexually transmitted, put on a condom, right?
One of the ways you can transmit it.
One of the ways, right? One of many ways. But then with like this COVID thing, it could very well be, it's like things that you're doing from an everyday life perspective, because you could make the argument, well, don't go outside. Some people can't not go outside. You know what I mean? To do certain things. So I guess it's a lot more easily transmissible, right? Like within a matter of months, it was over stateside or whatever, and like, you know, just shut everything down. So
definitely.
I guess the mode of infection, you know, I guess also dictates whether, hey, we got to do something about this. Because to your point, you illustrated how it just shut down the whole economy too.
Yeah. And the global economy, not just the U.S., not just China, worldwide, we were having difficulty with that. And, you know, a lot of places haven't even recovered from that. And then you have to provide aid to, you know, people that, you know, are having problems. We still have, is it the moratorium still going on? Student loans are on hold. A lot of things are on hold, man. Yeah. So, and that means someone's not getting paid. If someone's not getting paid, people have problems, you know, that's messing with someone else's pocket. So economy definitely is a reason why that, you know, that definitely drove, you know, a vaccine, definitely. So I agree with you on that point. But, you know, it's a global crisis, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, things that impact us as a human race, you have to do something about. But anyway.
Man, oh, you know what else we, you know, this show, The High and Low Lives, what other changes we brought about for companies? OnlyFans reversed their decision.
Oh, yes.
Banning porn.
That brings
or sexually explicit material.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, because we dragged them on the show that aired today.
Look at us doing God's work.
Stupid. And they reversed their decision. And they
they reversed it. So they're going to continue.
They're going to continue. Yes. Yes.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Because why would you stop doing the thing that got you where you are and makes you a bajillion dollars?
I think the rationale, so I read an article where they said the rationale was because of the banks. Apparently, they were saying they're getting pressure from banks because, like, these people are profiting off of, like, sexually explicit content or whatever. So the banks were giving them shit because, hey, we're fulfilling your orders and all that stuff, but, you know, we don't condone this sort of behavior. And I'm like,
banks grew a conscience?
Right. Like, when the fuck did you grow a conscience? Subprime mortgage market, the credit crisis and all this shit. Come on, man. Like, since when did y'all care? So some banks fucking hide Colombian drug lords' money. You never watch Scarface? You never fucking watch Scarface? This is the thing.
I will say, on the note of banks, the world's oldest bank is about to no longer be in existence. It's going to be bought out by a newer bank that has more money.
What bank is this?
Banca Mondi dei Paschi di Siena.
It's a bank in Italy. It's been around since 14 something.
Holy shit.
Or, yeah, 14 something. Like, legit, like, it's been around for over half a century. It's nuts. But I wonder, basically doesn't have enough money because some stress tests show that they would go bankrupt if something happened in, yeah, they basically won't have enough cash on hand to pay out mm-hmm. if this thing happens. So they're about to be bought out by another bank. And they, I mean, it's been around for 550 years, right? So they are, like, embedded in that community that in Italy. Like, they're the biggest employer. Everybody, mm-hmm. you know, they give money back to the community. So, yeah, the Italians, you know, in there don't want to see this, but it's happening. And then some
They probably got Leonardo da Vinci's bank statements and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And then some German bank is going to become the world's oldest bank once they're out of commission. So It was interesting. I saw the article. I was like, oh, who knew? A company that literally has been around for 500 plus years.
That's
like,
crazy.
Trace itself back. Never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty crazy. Killer Mike is supposed to be starting to bank soon.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that in one of our... Wait. Maybe this was...
This was a while ago. We did talk about it, though.
Wasn't it like a debit card, though?
Mm-mm.
It was loans. He was doing loans to, like, black businesses.
Yeah. And, like, they have people sign up and all that shit. Yeah, it's like, how does one start a bank? How do you, you know... It's interesting shit. But all right. I mean, we kind of already touched on entertainment with OnlyFans not canceling sexually explicit content. That's good to know. I like the idea of like zoos that, you know, don't encapture the animals and do it the other way around. So there's apparently a zoo that, you know, has like visiting cages for the lion viewing pleasure. So like the people are in the cages and you know, they're left to frolic freely.
I mean, that reminds me of like when people go, looking at sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so dangerous, they put you in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I thought it was a cool, like a backwards concept. I mean, backwards, like what we're used to.
Yeah.
Kind of like put yourself in a cage and they could come up to you and like.
Right, because they know they're captured. They know they're in captivity. You know, they know they're not free.
Yeah. Would you do it? Would you go?
Would I stay in a cage? It depends. Yeah, I would do it. I would not get to the edge of the cage. You know, start to very much so in the center. The lion's claws are sharp and long.
Yeah.
Boozer, would you?
How much does this cost?
If money wasn't an option for this. You got a free pass.
I mean, I'm going to do it. I just want to know how much it costs.
I'm not sure.
They didn't say?
No, I did.
It has to be like $100 or something like that.
$134 to $197.
I thought it would be more than that.
Yeah, that's nothing. I would do it. It's an experience. I mean.
Africa.
I would audit the shit out of them to make sure this is high quality steel this cage is made out of.
Yeah, no fucking bamboo fucking cage, not like that, dog.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Fuck out of
here. I think I'm a daredevil. I think I'll go for it. Whatever. I don't have a problem with that shit.
I jumped out of an airplane. I'm getting engaged.
Yeah, you're the first one did that. Whatever. I did it a couple years ago myself.
Respect to y'all.
It's a liberating experience, bro.
The plane was working just fine, right?
Probably is.
Yeah.
Jump out of a perfectly real plane.
Okay.
Makes good sense, right? But no, it was. Yeah. It was a liberating experience, man. I thought I was going to get scared going up, like, during the actual ascension, but after I got past that point, I was good. And when I was in there, like, this is obviously a very small plane, and I'm like, they opened the door. It was like a cloudy day. It was sunny, but it was cloudy. So I'm like looking down, like, holy shit! I wasn't scared. I was like, holy shit! Look at the clouds. And I'm sitting there in awe. And like the fucking pilot, she like dips the plane. Like, yeah. And then when I like to get out of there, So I'm like, I'm falling around, like flying around and all that shit, just like flailing around in the fucking air. My instructor goes, pull your string. It's fun though, man. It's really fun. It's fun. I'm scared more of like bungee jumping than I am skydiving.
Yes. I don't know that I would ever do bungee jumping. Mm-mm. All I envision is my head just splattering on the ground.
Yep, because of my fucking freshness episode.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Shout out to Trevor.
Yep.
I love oh, Trevor. Yeah.
But nah, it's a real thing, though. Like, that's just snap, and that's it. Like,
yeah.
There's no recovery time or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You
might hit a tree, you know, something might break your fall before you.
Oh, you got like a spare one. Yeah. Like the place I went to, you see them like making fixtures to the parachutes and all that stuff. I'm like, okay, that also made me feel comfortable too. Like seeing all the work they put into like, you know, making sure that everything works well and all that stuff. So, you know, seemed like a, you know, tolerable risk. Streaming and song selections for this week. I have some. So I think like my streaming and song selection kind of like a tandem, if you would. So my song selection is Black Gold by, what's the guy's name? Fly Lotus or something like that. But it features my guy Thundercat. And it's the, it comes from the Yasuke Netflix soundtrack. And that's my streaming selection as well. So like Yasuke is like a anime on Netflix that covers like the adventures of Yasuke. I forget his last name, but he's like a African samurai. He's like an African warrior who migrated to Japan and like, you know, served as a samurai there. He's like a legitimate non-fictional character. But the artwork is great and the soundtrack is great. And that's fucking song Black Gold with Thundercat on it. It's like the best thing since sliced bread to me right now. I love that damn song.
So is there a video?
I don't think so. I don't think there's a video for this one, man. But the song.
Hit me up when it's out.
you got to take you like that song. It, like it's like one of those songs where you want to get one like a piece of that chocolate bar you got in the crib. You know, maybe eat a little piece of that. Tremendous. There you go.
Sorry. This is a wholesome sticker bar, man. I got you.
But anyway, yeah, it's like a real like mellow, laid back, open your mind up type song. So I like it. Yeah, but check out Yasuke on Netflix if you're an anime fan or just want to try something different. It's really good. It's a well done show. Anyone else?
I can go.
All right, Chili.
I'm gonna go. So for my streaming recommendation, a movie on. I struggle with my Netflix movie then. Gunpowder Milkshake on Netflix. It's like if I had to compare it to anything, I know, right? It's a wild title. It's an action movie.
It's a good movie.
It's like a female John Wick, right? Would you compare it to John Wick? Yeah. So it's a like the female version of John Wick. Oh yeah, crazy action scenes. So if you like John Wick, check out Gunpowder Milkshake. I think I don't know who the main actress is, but I know Angela Bassett's in the movie, and there's a couple other big name actors. It's a pretty good movie. So Gunpowder Milkshake is my streaming recommendation. And for my song selection, I think I'm gonna do a Kanye West song every week until he finally drops the album. So I'm gonna pick. I was going to actually pick your song, but I'm not going to do that to you. So
go ahead.
I say you, I was going to say Feeve. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pick, I'm going to start off with the Good Life. Good Life with featuring T-Pain, Kanye West from Graduation album.
That's a good pick. Welcome to the Good Life. Now, to that point, you mentioned Kanye, like he just dropped, like they just revealed like he's going to be selling like this device, Donda Stem, and it allows you to like customize any song to like it allows you to add like fucking you know little like it's like having like a little boom boom pad, whatever that shit is called. Y'all know DJs, right? Like the shit that allows you to like add sound effects to like your
He's selling stems, so like stems from what? The album?
Yeah. Nah, nah. It's like a handheld thing. You can customize any song. So like you can play the song on there and put like little sound effects on there. So it could be any song. It's like a streamer. You know how you have like those handheld
like an NPC or one of the iCon, like a beat machine. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But like it mixes those two things together. It's like an audio player, but you can also, you know, put different sounds in the song.
Cool. You said how much is it?
I don't know. I didn't see the price.
$600.
Okay. Is it 600?
Nah,
it's Kanye. I'm just fucking around. I'm guessing.
Okay. I'm a fan of Kanye, even though, well, music, I'm always going to be a fan of the music. The antics, right. I can do without, but the music, I'm a fan.
This motherfucker keeps, he's been doing this since The Life of Pablo, though. Like, he'll say the album was dropping at one point, and then 2 months later, the shit drops.
Yeah, hopefully.
He playing around too much. All right, Booza Bass.
I'll go. My song recommendation is Pink Money. I think the artist is Pink Sweats, if I'm not mistaken.
Pink Money by Pink Sweats. All right.
Oh yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's a good track. It is Pink Sweats.
Our streaming recommendation is Flatbush Misdemeanor. So it's a good show. It's about like black and a white guy living in Flatbush. It's pretty recent. So pretty cool. Check it out.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, hat to the back himself, Boozer.
All right. So my song recommendation is Fire on the Mountain by Salatiel and Tenny. It's an Afrobeat song. So go check out that Shady Pines IPA by Fire on the Mountain and listen to Fire on the Mountain. And my streaming recommendation is Godzilla versus Kong.
Ah, you saw it?
Yeah. Way better than fucking Suicide Squad.
Yeah? You think so? It was a good movie. Yeah, it was. It was pretty good. I like Suicide, but yeah, King Kong versus Godzilla was really good.
Yeah, I would say. Oh, and I mentioned Doughboy earlier, so Doughboy's in there. That's cool. From Atlanta. I don't know his real name. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He plays like the crazy scientist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a good way to waste an hour and 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what you're getting, right?
You're getting two fictional fucking monsters killing each other.
But
like, stop expecting a fucking Oscar.
The CGI is amazing.
It really is. Like, it is.
I mean, Kong, I feel like they've been doing King Kong like looking realistic for a while, but like Godzilla, the detail really and everything, like, yeah, man, that was on point.
You saw when he stepped on Kong's chest?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I felt the pain. I felt, you know, mm-hmm. Kong was really getting hurt there.
200-foot lizard just, you know, putting all his weight into your chest. I'd give up too. But okay, that takes us to our classy. Well, no, we have a new section. We have a new segment for the show. Tech Corner, Boozer's Tech Review. What are you reviewing today, Boozer?
Oh, I don't think it's a new section because I'm pretty sure I did it the last time I got a new device. It's my new cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry, Cash is not here to see it initially. So we'll try to remember the 137 mark to tell him. So this is my new phone.
What phone is this?
It's a Samsung.
Samsung what? What is it? A soccer ball?
Oh. Well, I don't know. Yeah,
you don't know what type of phone it is you bought, man?
No, I do know. I'm just saying. Like, so it's very, so compared to my old phone, it's very pocketable, I would say. Like, it's way narrower.
That one looks thicker.
Yeah, it looks super thick.
It is. Yes.
Good observation. Fucking Game Boy? Why is it so damn thick? What?
Two screens.
So this is the main screen right here.
Damn, son, you got like 75 apps. You need all the fucking apps? How do you even see that shit? Do you have to zoom in to go to the apps?
That's his app.
That's part. Just one. That's it. It keeps going.
Dog. How? That's just this is my fucking.
Wait, that's not your like
Android,
regular screen.
Android operating system. Yeah. This is my problem with Android operating.
That's him.
System.
That's not everybody.
How do you? Okay.
If I want to find, if I want to find
take
an
him
app,
off the main screen.
No, no, no. That's
gotta,
not my main.
You gotta
that's,
think
that's,
about
that's,
it. You gotta.
No, that's the app drawer. This is what my screen looks like. Like the, my main. I mean, this is what my home screen looks like. Yeah. And then I want to get to my apps, then I just swipe up.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Too much. It's too much. I take 5 hours finding this fucking app I want to go to.
You just type in the name.
How do you? Sometimes you don't know what app you want to go to. Sometimes you just swipe through your phone.
What?
You sometimes you just swipe through your phone. Like, oh, I want to go on it. Yeah, that is. But that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. So that's difficult. But anyway, continue with your review, sir. Oh, it flips open. Oh, okay. So it's like a little mini tablet.
That's a great way to put it. So, close eyes.
So what do you do with that open wide version? What version is that? What version is that considered? Is that considered Scholastic mode?
It's the phone. It's tablet mode. I don't know. Full disclosure, the phone is the Galaxy Z Fold 3. Mm-hmm. So hence it folds and unfolds.
The Maldives. So picture quality like seems really good. Watching.
Yeah, this is a 4K video. So the screen is like 2K resolution.
Okay.
It's super thin, right, when mm-hmm. it's open. So you mentioned how thick it is when it's closed, but it's actually the thinnest phone I've held once it's actually opened.
Thicker than the Duo.
And the Duo. Oh, you know what? It actually probably is thicker than the Duo's thinner. Yeah. But I do have a case on it right now.
Okay.
I don't know if you can tell.
Didn't you post like a phone cover?
Yeah, this isn't that cover. Because I actually prefer this one a lot more. That one was a leather one that I'm only gonna use whenever I go out. Because that covers the front screen and then you gotta like flip it open to see.
So the camera is on the back, let me see.
Yes, got your standard camera.
It has a front camera as well, I presume.
Yeah.
It actually has five cameras.
Five cameras in your fucking phone.
It has three back here. It has one in here, on here in the front. And then it has one in here.
That's nice. Not even a lot. The colors are nice. It's really dope.
Get this. So look at, you can't see the camera right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can. If you see flickering on the screen,
the
camera is under the display. There's no hole punch. There's no notch for you iPhone.
No door shots.
It's under the display. So when you're watching video, it looks like you have a full screen. There's nothing blocking your view of the video.
Mm. So, okay. So, Boozle, let me ask you really quickly. So,
yeah.
You know, we need to have like a rating rubric for your tech objects, you know, during these reviews. So out of five backwards caps, how many do you give it?
Listen, I've only had it for like 24 hours, right? So
come on, preliminary rating.
I would give it five backwards caps.
Five out of five backwards caps. Five out of five hats to the back. Okay.
Would you ever go back to a non-dual screen phone?
Yeah, as of right now, yes, but I mean...
He doesn't like that feature.
So for me, it's really narrow, right, when it's closed,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people won't like because they'll say, oh, you can't do as much on the front screen. Technically, you can do everything on the front screen as you can when it's opened. All apps work. You can type, you can do everything. It's just how much screen are you seeing? I actually find it super convenient to be able to hold it in one hand. Like it's very one hand friendly. So when I'm walking pedals and I'm trying to just hold her in one hand and still look at my phone and read some shit, I don't fear dropping it. Whereas with my previous phone, which was the S21 Ultra, you know, it's a nice size, but it's just, it makes me uneasy. I don't have like abnormally big hands, they're just average size hands.
What phone is this for you to year? Like for the year, like how many phones have you bought this year? This is like your fifth phone.
Third phone of the year.
Oh, third. Okay. Yeah.
I had the Note 20 Ultra to start the year, then the S21 Ultra, and now the full three.
So what unlucky soul are you going to sell this to in the backyard or in a parking lot of a fucking Starbucks?
No, this one's going back to Samsung because they have great trade-in. And yeah, so then flipping the phone open, it's pretty dope. It's I'm gonna, so one thing I've never done is like I don't watch like Netflix, HBO Max on my phones. I've never done that. I always watch it on TV. I don't even sign into the apps like on my phone, but I last night I signed into all of them and played something just to see.
Does it have a prop up device, like a device, like an apparatus you can use to prop it up and like mount it?
The other case I'm able to prop up. This one, no. But also I'm going to game on it, which is something I don't normally do either. I have my Xbox Game Pass. I can play that on here. I can use a Xbox controller on it, apparently.
Wow.
So I'm going to do that.
4K. It's 4K.
It's not 4K, but it's...
Did you say it's 4K?
The video that I was playing was 4K, but the screen is 2K. So you can only see, double HD in it.
Gotcha.
But I'll have, if I change my mind on it, I'll give an update. But so far, I am pleased with the purchase, I'll say. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for the review, sir. You know, 5 caps to the back out of 5. I'll consider it my next phone purchase.
Yes, you iPhone users, start thinking about converting now.
Nah.
Because, the iPhone, Apple is not coming out with a folding phone for at least 2 years.
Good.
They're going to be on to the Fold 6.
What? Then. Good review there, sir. I appreciate that. That brings us to our Classy Humans Low Life segment of the week. Classy Human Ben Jackson, sheep farmer from South Wales, New South Wales. During the pandemic, he lost his aunt. And because of that, he couldn't go to the funeral. But in lieu of going to the funeral, he did something really cool with his sheeps. Anyone want to go into detail as to what he did with his sheeps and how that made him a classy human for the week?
I'll touch on it. So Mr. Ben Jackson basically wanted to make a heart that his aunt could see from heaven. So he decided to do it with his sheep. And so there's this amazing Instagram video with like drone footage showing how these real life sheep, like spontaneously, it looks like, form a heart shape. And it's the greatest thing I've seen.
It's awesome.
In a while. And so he said like he basically strategically placed food for the sheep. That's what like made them go into the formation.
You can see them. They look like little ants or something like that at this level.
At the height,
That was awesome though. Like you could see them like just veering off into two and then circling around cool. like that.
Yeah, it's cool how you just see you don't just see the fully formed thing. You see it as it's progressing. So it's cool. And he made the comment that he had a couple failed attempts before this one. And one of them actually looked like a poop emoji. So his aunt's name was Deb. He said his aunt did have a sense of humor, but he wasn't going to stop trying until he got the actual heart to form. So
now, I shout can out see, to him, yeah, man. Definitely, because that takes a lot of dedication and love for one's family members to do some stuff like that. But like, I can see people making wayward requests with this, like, somebody's a shithead, or would you marry me, and all that type of stuff. Like, he definitely has like a unique business at that.
Yeah, there you go. He could charge whatever, right? Because it's a unique talent, I would think.
Good one there, Boozer. Nirvana being sued from the baby. So there's a baby on like one of their album covers, and he's suing.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Who's going to cover this one?
That's me again.
Ah, shit.
So
this one is iconic too. I've seen this.
So I'll open this up actually to see who we all think the low life is in this story. So Spencer Eldon is now 30 years old, and he is the baby that was photographed on Nirvana's Nevermind album cover. And he's naked in a pool with a dollar bill, you know, on a fish hook suspended in front of him. And so at 30 years old, he is now suing Nirvana, the photographer who took the picture, the record company, and pretty much everybody under the sun that has any tie to this album. He's suing them.
He says the images expose Spencer's intimate body part and lasciviously displayed Spencer's genitals from the time he was an infant to the present day.
Yes, this is this lawsuit's filed in California,
by the way. He's gonna win.
I don't think he's gonna win. First of all, so non-sexualized photos of infants, which the article goes on to say, is generally not considered child in the U.S. You know, under U.S. law. So, but his lawyers are claiming that the dollar bill makes it sexualized because it makes him look like a sex worker. You're an infant, dude. Like, who's thinking like you're a sex worker?
He's trying to get a dollar out of Uncle Sam. Well, not Uncle Sam, but.
Also, so all this so far makes it look like Spencer's the lowlife in this story. However, so the photographer who was a family friend, like of his parents, who took the photo. He apparently offered his parents $200, Spencer's parents $200 for the photo. They didn't think anything of it. They didn't know where it was going to end up until they saw. So he's saying like his parents saw, remember Tower Records? So they saw like a giant billboard of the album at Tower Records. And that's when they realized their baby had his junk out on a Nirvana album cover. So you got the parents who took $200 to let a photographer photograph their son and then give it to a band. You have the photographer themselves who decided to, you know, this was a great idea to put on a album cover. You have the lawyer who is going ahead with this lawsuit. Like, I feel like any one of these people could be the fucking lowlives in this story.
That's a good point. Everybody involves.
And then Spencer himself has recreated the scene multiple times over the years, but he's always been wearing like swim trunks in it. And he's
it's like his claim to fame, like a 15.
Exactly, he's used it to like get jobs. So on the one hand, he's proud of it and he uses it to,
you know, it's a money grab. Okay, I see what you're saying now. I think that makes him a lowlife.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think Spencer's a lowlife. He's exploiting the situation.
Like even Kurt Cobain's estate is being sued for this shit.
Yeah, it's definitely a money grab. I'll tell you what ain't a money grab though. What's up, Chili?
I was gonna say I saw like a video that I guess they summed up the total amount of money that he's suing for, and it's like, what, $2.5 million or something like that?
Is it that much? I thought it was like in the hundreds of thousands.
Oh, no, it's like hundreds of thousands, like each person or each.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and I think it added up to $2.5 million. So okay. I feel like you said, and as far as him recreating the photo, there was news that maybe the parents might have signed off on the photo from, like you said, the photographer. So at the end of the day, and then come on now, at the end of the day, if he probably fell on hard times or whatever's going on with him, I don't know what his situation is, because I was looking at different pictures or whatever else was going on. He looks, you know, he looks like he might be in a bad way right now, which a lot of people are.
He's an artist. Like, that's his thing. So yeah, they typically, go through some rough patches.
Mm-hmm. So maybe this situation is what that is. So that whole, you know, saying that it's childish, yeah, definitely a money grab. So you know, I think I would probably give him a low life for the week for that.
Word. Okay. I agree. We're in agreement that he gets low life. That brings us to the quote of the week. This should have been my song selection for the week, but how did he even describe this guy? Big Body Best. He's an affiliate of Action Bronson, famous chef turned rapper from Queens, New York. Big Boozes, neck of the woods, Queens stand up.
Let's go.
But he has an affiliate by the name of Big Body Best, and this guy's like an Albanian madman in a way. Like, he spent time incarcerated and, like, you know, lived in like one of the roughest parts of New York, Brooklyn, New York. And like, he's a very polarizing, not even polarizing. Like, just his energy can't be denied. Like, you know, he lives out loud. You can tell he done been into some shit, but, you know, like, now living more of a peaceful life, but just giving insight to some of the things he's dealt with. He just dropped a visual for a song off of his audio, off of his rap offering. The name of the song is Tears of a Tiger, and it's awesome. Like, you know, from an audio perspective, he doesn't rap. It's conventional rap, because a lot of things people do, they consider it to be rapping these days. Like, I think of like guys like Blueface and other fucking folks. So If they can get away with the shit that they get away with, Big Body Best definitely can. And in the video, like, one of the lines he says is, "They stand up when I sit," right? And that says it for itself. That's like a quotable right there. You know, you're a man or a woman of such level of prestige that when you come into a room, you know, they stand up and pay homage while you're coming to sit down and get settled and all that. So, like, that's just one of the quotes from the song. So it gets way more outlandish than that. And there's like visuals of him lifting like flaming free weights and things of that nature, throwing lights on the ground. There's like a red carpet paparazzi scene of him leaving out like one of the chicken spots in the hood. It is fucking amazing, you know? So I'm in total support for the pick of quote of the week. I think that's a gift from Cash, so thank you, Cash, wherever you may be. I like that one, and I like the video. I don't know if you guys seen it, but that's my shit. And it's like he like the whole time you think like, when is this motherfucker gonna start rapping? It just doesn't happen.
He never does. But I co-sign this. If you're for the uninitiated, they'll look at it and say this is blasphemy or this is just bullshit. But you don't understand art. That's what I gotta say.
You don't understand art and authenticity, because a man, like, you'll see, like, he doesn't rap, but he's giving you his heart, you know. In the video, the I'm glad he put a visual with it, because it just shows you who Big Body Best is about, like what he's about. So
every person and every bodega that he's in is everyone he knows and the places he actually goes to.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes. Yes.
And, I'm pretty sure he hit up all five boroughs in that video too. It's not just in one. It's not just in Brooklyn. It's not just in Harlem. Like, it's everywhere.
His hood pass is good.
Yeah. So, for real.
All right. it is crazy.
He welcomed out of the country.
Right. But
within New York City.
Yeah, he's a fucking
he
god.
He can walk anywhere.
Yeah, man. So, and, you know, not to be racist or stereotypical, but someone who looks like Big Body Best, you would not expect to get the level of respect that he gets from the neighbors that he gets out of New York. Because, and again, it's not me talking ill of anyone. It's just, that's just how it is. Like, being from there, like, it doesn't happen often. So for him to garner the level of respect that he gets, the man's about it, you know?
Yeah, he put in some work.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But, all right, man. I think that's like the structural listing of things that we went through today. Does anyone else have any parting words? Anything else they want to bring up before we close out? Bass already left us. there he is.
Oh, there he is. He popped.
Look, then he's like, don't you love how he popped up like a whack-a-mole?
Keep listening to us here at The High Life. You know, Keep supporting us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Check myself, Chili Mango God, and Bass out on Turntable yes. Talk Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. New show, another extension of The High Life. We're taking over Shady Pines one show at a time.
You're fucking right.
Do we shout out Cambodia?
Oh, yeah. So shout out to Cambodia. Good point, Bass. Shout out to Cambodia. You know, we do run statistics on, like, our listenership across the globe. And apparently Cambodia, I think, is what, like, third or fourth on our, like, top list of listeners, like, yeah. from a region perspective around the world. Yeah. And I think within their country, like, we're, what, like, number four out of 100, like, 100 and something out of something. But that's pretty damn good. So, Cambodia, we love you. We fuck with you. You know, send us some of the finest of breast milk. And you know, a la Dave Chappelle. And, you know, we'll keep putting out the content you like, you know. Pay it forward. You heard?
That's right.
Thanks for that, though, Bae. Shout out to Cambodia. Shout out, and along to what Chili was saying, just shout out to everybody who fuck with us, who listen to us. You know, follow our streaming platforms. Check out Turntable Talk, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesdays, as Chili mentioned. And, yeah, man, we appreciate y'all fucking with us. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. And, yeah, that's it. That's that. We'll be back again next week with more shenanigans. This has been The High Life Show. I'm Steve Boogie, Big Boozer, Chili Mango God, loving motherfucking Bass, on behalf of Mr. Spot Dollar Sign, Cash, we are out of here. Peace.